power the Athletics to a 4-1 victory over the Seattle Mariners today, earning them a split in the team's two-game season-opening series at the Tokyo Dome. Cespedes connected for a two-run homer off Seattle reliever Sean Kelly to give Oakland a 2-1 lead in the bottom of the seventh inning. Josh Reddick followed with a solo shot off George Sherrill to give the A's a two-run cushion. Ichiro Suzuki, who was 4-for-5 in Seattle's 3-1 win over Oakland on Wednesday, was hitless in four at-bats in today's game. Oakland starter Bartolo Colon picked up the win after striking out six and holding the Mariners to one run on three hits over eight innings of work. As those two teams split their season opening series in Tokyo, they'll head back now to the States to continue spring training before getting the season restarted again next week. A former Lakers great Magic Johnson is the face of a group buying the Los Angeles Dodgers from Frank McCourt for a record $2 billion, and that sale's being hailed by Dodgers management, players, and fans alike. Manager Don Mattingly says flatly, "If I'm a player, I'm excited. Magic is coming in." Dodgers players say they're happy and relieved about the pending sale, which still must be approved by a federal bankruptcy court. Center fielder Matt Kemp calls it a great day for the Dodgers. Dodger fans are ecstatic over the prospect of having Johnson in charge of their team. One fan at a watering hole near Dodger Stadium said that as a basketball player, Johnson always had a strategy to win, and he'll do the same thing with the Dodgers in baseball. As for current owner Frank McCourt, fans are basically saying don't let the door hit you on the way out. McCourt went through a messy divorce that led to well-publicized financial difficulties, which resulted in the team landing in bankruptcy. Mark Walter, the CEO of financial services firm Guggenheim Partners, would become the controlling owner. Longtime front office man Stan Kasten is part of the group, and it's expected that he'll run the baseball side of the operation. In other baseball news, Astros manager Brad Mills says he'll hand the ball to Wandy Rodriguez for the season opener against Colorado on April 6th. He'll be Houston's first left-handed pitcher in 38 years to start on opening day. The 33-year-old Rodriguez is the longest tenured player on the roster, having joined the Astros in 2005. He was 11-11 with a .349 earned run average last year on a team that lost 106 games. Christian Guzman has been released by the Indians. He was a non-roster invitee to Cleveland's camp and hit .217 with no extra base hits in 10 games before straining a hamstring. The 34-year-old Guzman missed all of 2011 with a sore shoulder. The Nationals have announced that closer Drew Storen will start the season on the disabled list because of trouble in his right elbow. Storen played catch Tuesday for the first time in a week and felt no pain in his inflamed elbow, but manager Davey Johnson says the Nationals are going to be cautious. Well, name the oldest player on a Major League roster. It's veteran shortstop Omar Vizquel, who's been added to the Toronto Blue Jays roster a month before his 45th birthday. The 11-time Gold Glove winner had signed a minor league contract on January 23rd. He spent the previous 2 years with Chicago's White Sox as a utility man and a mentor to younger players. Red Sox reliever Chris Carpenter, who was obtained from the Chicago Cubs as partial compensation for general manager Theo Epstein, says he will have elbow surgery. Carpenter says on Twitter that Dr. James Andrews will remove a bone spur from his elbow. Injured right-hander Joel Zumaya also has been released by the Minnesota Twins. And also the Cleveland Indians' newest acquisition has power to all fields, literally. The club installed an innovative wind turbine on Wednesday, affixing the corkscrew-shaped structure to the top of the progressive field to cut down on its electric bill at the ballpark. In football news, Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz has made additional changes to his coaching staff. Recruiting coordinator Eric Johnson will move from tight ends coach and assist with the defensive line, and graduate assistant David Ray will coach the tight ends. Ferentz says the change will allow Johnson to focus more of his attention on recruiting. He says the demands of that segment of the organization are so strong that his goal was to get Johnson in a position where he could dedicate more time to that area. Ferentz says Johnson is doing a lot of work for the Hawkeyes with regard to personnel, and it's a critical job and always has been, especially in the way recruiting is constantly undergoing changes. Ferentz says by assisting with the defensive line, Johnson will be more free to travel during the season. It's the latest of several changes on the Iowa staff, which includes new offensive and defensive coordinators. Former Maryland quarterback Danny O'Brien is committed to playing for Wisconsin, making the second year in a row that the Badgers have snapped up a high-profile quarterback who was looking to switch schools. Wisconsin coach Brett Bielema announced the addition, which fills a gap for the Badgers after the departure of Russell Wilson. Like O'Brien, Wilson took advantage of an NCAA rule that allows players who already have graduated to transfer without sitting out a year. Wilson played one standout season for the Badgers after leaving North Carolina State. O'Brien graduated after 3 years at Maryland, and he has 2 years of eligibility remaining. Well, NFL owners have okayed the playoff overtime rule to be used during the regular season by a vote of 30-2. Just to refresh your memory, no overtime game can end with a field goal on the first possession. The opposing team must get one series, and if it also kicks a field goal, then the extra period continues. Now, that rule hasn't come into play since it was instituted in 2010. With only two playoff games going into overtime, one ended on the first play as Tim Tebow hit an 80-yard touchdown pass to Demaryius Thomas that gave Denver a win over Pittsburgh last season. The other had several possessions for each team before the Giants beat the 49ers in the NFC title game. Owners also have given the replay official permission to review turnovers, just as he reviews all scoring plays. Well, San Francisco 49ers added another member of last season's Super Bowl champion New York Giants on Wednesday, agreeing to terms with veteran running back Brandon Jacobs on a one-year contract. He's expected to play behind Frank Gore and could share the backup role with second-year pro Kendall Hunter. Earlier, wide receiver Mario Manningham signed a two-year deal last week to join an upgraded receiving corps that also features Randy Moss, making a comeback after he was out of football last year. To basketball now, where Talib Zana scored 14 points as Pittsburgh defeated Washington State 57-53 last night to tie the best of three college basketball invitational championship series at one game apiece. That deciding game will be Friday night in Pittsburgh. Travis Smith came off the bench to score 17 points, including a tie-breaking three-pointer with 90 seconds left. As Mercer won the CollegeInsider.com tournament, they beat Utah State in the championship game last night 70-67. Southern Illinois has hired former Missouri State coach Barry Hinson to be its new men's basketball coach. Hinson was fired by the Bears in 2008 after failing to take Missouri State to the NCAA tournament in 9 seasons. He left with a record of 169 wins and 117 losses. He's replacing Chris Lowry, who went 145 and 116 in 8 years at Southern Illinois before being fired March 2nd after an 8-23 season. The Chicago Tribune and CBSSports.com are reporting that Illinois has agreed to a deal with Ohio University's John Gross to replace Bruce Weber as the men's basketball coach. CBSSports.com, citing an unidentified source, reports that Gross is expected to meet with his team in Athens, Ohio today, and he'll be introduced at a news conference in Champaign later in the week. The Tribune also cited an unidentified source, reporting that a disagreement on terms of the contract delayed the hiring for a few days. Gross has been at Ohio since 2008, taking the Bobcats of the Mid-American Conference to the NCAA tournament twice, including a run to the round of 16 this year that ended with an overtime loss to North Carolina. Weber was fired after 9 seasons at Illinois. In the NBA last night, it was Toronto beating Denver 105-96, Detroit topping Cleveland 87-75, Minnesota beat Charlotte 88-83, New York over Orlando 108-86, Chicago quieted Atlanta 98-77, New Jersey beat Indiana 100-84, Boston over Utah 94-82, San Antonio outscored Sacramento 117-112, New Orleans topping Golden State 102-87, and the LA Clippers beat Phoenix 103-86. In the National Hockey League, the New York Rangers over Winnipeg 4-2, Columbus doubled up Detroit 4-2, Dallas over Edmonton 3-1, Los Angeles shut out Calgary 3-0, Vancouver blanking Colorado 1-0, Anaheim over San Jose by a final of 3-1. And the world's top-ranked female pole vaulter will compete in a West Des Moines mall next month as part of the Drake Relays. Jen Suhr was the 2008 Olympic silver medalist and will be part of the women's field in the pole vault at the mall in the Jordan Creek Town Center. Drake Relays director Brian Brown says the presence of a top-ranked competitor will add even more excitement to the competition. The Drake Relays are set for April 26th through the 28th. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.